So Mark Zuckerberg went on Joe Rogan's podcast and said something that made the lovely ladies of TikTok go,
How dare
"This is what he said."
Just I think a lot of the corporate world is like pretty culturally neutered. The kind of masculine energy I think is good, and obviously, society has plenty of that, but I think corporate culture was really like trying to get away from it. And I do think that there's just something, it's like, I don't know, all these forms of energy are good, and I think having a culture that like celebrates the aggression a bit more has its own merits that are really positive. It's one thing to say we want to be kind of like welcoming and make a good environment for everyone, and I think it's another to basically say that masculinity is bad. And I just think we kind of swung culturally to that part of the kind of the spectrum where, it's all like, okay, masculinity is toxic. We have to like get rid of it completely. It's like, no, like it's both of these things are good, right? It's like you want like feminine energy, you want masculine energy. Like I think that that's like you're gonna have parts of society that have more of one or the other. I think that that's all good, but I do think the corporate culture sort of had swung towards being this somewhat more neutered thing.
Now, I'm in no way, shape, or form a fan of Mark Zuckerberg. The dude simps hard. But honestly, what he said is very tame and bordering on common sense. Still, the lovely ladies of TikTok had this to say about it.
Stanford University and California attorney Mark Lemley dropped the Meta platforms as a client this week because of, quote, Mark Zuckerberg's descent into toxic masculinity and neo Can you imagine how bad it must be for an attorney to drop Meta? Meta.
Yeah, and there's hundreds of other lawyers lined up to take his place. You're grasping at straws, sweetie.
And yes, Zuckerberg is a billionaire, but he was first and foremost an incel. Does everyone remember how Facebook started? It started as a hot or not for women at his college, for men to post photos of women at his college and rank them as hot or not. So, yes, he's a billionaire now, but he's an incel.
Yes, and as a billionaire, he gets more access to supermodels who would gladly spread their legs for him more than most of you lovely ladies can get access to Chad and Tyrone. Plus, he's married and has three kids while you're single. But yeah, he's the incel.
Zuckerberg's about to get divorced. That's my 2025 prediction. You don't go on an interview and start spouting some red pill nonsense about needing more masculine energy in the workplace if you're not recently divorced or about to get divorced. Like, he's given big divorce dad energy. Like the gold chain and the $100,000 watch. Yeah. He's about to get divorced.
And on that note, let's read some of the comments on her video. I hope she leaves him for a woman. I hope Priscilla drains him financially and spiritually. Same, she needs to eat him up.
Up on that copium.
Well, what do you know? A bunch of women on the internet hoping that a wife blows up her family and deprives her daughters of their father just because the guy said something they don't like on the internet.
Just like a woman.
Now, ladies, I don't want to piss on your parade, but Facebook legally became a thing in 2004. But he married his wife in 2012, meaning his shares in Facebook and more recently Meta are premarital assets. She can't touch them. But hey, they do live in Gavin Newsom land, so there's always a possibility of something. But then again, if Priscilla ever gets squirrely, Zuckerberg can just sign his shares and all of his assets over to his parents, who are both entrepreneurs, and she legally wouldn't get anything, because he'd legally be a brokey. But still, have an army of lawyers to wreck Priscilla in court, all paid for by his parents with his billions.
The sh**'s chess, it ain't checkers!
Now, I think she could keep the 7-foot-tall statue of her that Mark commissioned in an act of industrial-scale simpery, but other than that, yeah, I think he can talk about masculinity all he wants.
I don't think there is a solid definition of masculinity, but I think...
It doesn't matter what you think!
Actually, there are several. For instance, some of my definitions of masculinity are men who get stuff done instead of whining on the internet, or men who refuse to date TikTok cringe posters, or how about men who went to the ballot box and told your girly to...
Go f*** yourself. But... Go f*** yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
Now, on that note, let me mansplain why, in your brains, Zuckerberg went full Andrew Tate.
Haram!
You see, it's because... You lovely ladies, all over North America, Western Europe, Australia, and every other territory that is West affiliated, made the latest US elections not Democrats versus Republicans, but women versus men. And the men won.
I'm stronger, I'm smarter, I'm better, I am better!
Now, Mark Zuckerberg is a businessman. And he had a very simple choice to make. Go against the trend, virtue signal to you lovely ladies, lose those men as Meta customers and lose money, or virtue signal to the men, hopefully gain them as Meta customers and make money.
I like money!
Now, I don't know if you know this about billionaires, but if it puts money in their pockets, it doesn't matter who they virtue signal to, because as Emperor Vespasian once said, money doesn't stink.
You're goddamn right.
Now ladies, you lost. And now, after years of virtue signaling and quote-unquote empowerment, all the important people stopped blowing smoke up your thermal exhaust port and went to kiss the rings of the new overlords. So yeah, I understand how you feel, but, vae victis.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.